Crime, you know, crime is something that I suppose we all worry about, and people kind of wonder whether it's increasing on the island. And certainly there's been a few instances of, you know, of robberies and scary things happening around the place, assaults and so on. And of course, the you know, we think about the criminals, but we also need to think about the victims, the people on the receiving end of that. And in response to that, there is a call out for volunteers to join victim support here on Waiheke Island. And to talk to us about that is Sergeant Martin Felton from Waiheke Police Station. Good morning, Sergeant. How are you?
Morning, Chris. Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, victim support and the role that it plays.
Look, I guess I'm not an expert on victim support. I've had a lot of experience with community policing over 27 years, and I appreciate what they do from a policeman's perspective. But ultimately, it's about looking after everybody that is potentially a victim, where they don't have the support that they should have or could have. There's plenty of people on the island that are very vulnerable, you know, the elderly and people that are here without any support at all. And we every now and then we come across those people, and we need to rally around and make sure that they do have the support that they need. It could be anything. It could be just simply company, you know, to get over the trauma of whatever it is that's happened to them. It might be more serious than that. And the thing that bothers me, I guess, in regards to crime on Waiheke Island is that, you know, we're not unlike everywhere else, unfortunately. I think things are changing. I think people are starting to realise that, but they're just very slow out of the blocks and changing their habits. You know, they're still leaving car keys in the ignition when they jump out and go to the dairy, and the front doors aren't locked often, and plenty of windows are left open. And, you know, I think we just need to be a little bit more vigilant now and just realise that we are really just like Auckland. We have a lot less of the crime and the violence, which is why we all love living here, of course. But, you know, I just think that we just need to up our game a wee bit. And talking with victim support managers over the last couple of weeks, they're stretched as well in Auckland. And if we have to make a phone call and get somebody from Auckland to come over and be with somebody, they will do that. But they would prefer that we have our own resources. So I would prefer that too.
So the kinds of things that, you know, you might call in a victim support volunteer for, I imagine that they vary quite a lot from someone who, you know, might have, you know, had, say, a burglary, but also perhaps, you know, say, you know, where someone's attempted to take their own life or even accidents. Is that right?
I mean, it's everything, isn't it? I mean, people have different reactions and responses to things. Well, perhaps you and I might think, oh, I didn't think that was so serious. But people are traumatised differently by the craziest things. You know, we all have different trigger points and different scales of trauma. So,
yeah, I was quite surprised recently. I had a bike stolen from my property, and when I reported that, I was asked if I needed victim support, you know, for my $100 second-hand bike. But I suppose, you know, the fact that someone had entered the property, gone down behind the house, you know, there might have been impact on kids and so on.
Yeah, it's that feeling of you know, being violated, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's as simple as that. I mean, it gives people the creeps to know that there's been somebody on their property that they weren't aware of, and might have been there for some kind of ill-gotten gain, and you know, so yeah,
so
it's everything. I don't want to freak people out, and you know, but you're right. We have had serious assaults and things recently, and we do have burglaries, and you know, I just want to be a little bit more prepared.
And I suppose the, you know, the rise of victim support reflects an awareness that that people do have those reactions. Now, presumably, you know, there's some kind of process here. You know, you've got someone who, you know, might be called in, and they're going into someone's house, perhaps in the middle of the night or whatever. So it's not just all comers, is it?
No, it's not. And victim support are going to be responsible for vetting. So, it's not a matter of people just giving us their details and signing up and being part of this immediately. So they will be responsible for information that is private. They'll be going into delicate situations potentially, and they'll get to see some private stuff and hear some things that shouldn't be shared. So, we do need the right people, and that will also give our community confidence to know that the right people are in that organisation within in victim support, so they can be trusted.
And how often would you envisage calling out a volunteer from victim support?
how long's a piece of string? I don't know. We go weeks and weeks and weeks sometimes without a situation where we actually need somebody to attend, because a lot of people do have their own support, as you say, just like yourself. They'll turn us down if we ask them, do you need victim support, because they have family around them and they don't require it. But I, probably something like once a month, I would suggest something like that. We have a lovely lady on the island who's been fantastic, but she's very busy. So Ruth Money has been extremely helpful for us. But I'm aware that she's a very busy lady. She's a youth advocate and she's constantly travelling. And so I can't call on Ruth all the time. And she's helping me with this process as well.
And there's training and stuff provided for these people?
Yep, there is. The training will be done on the island. So that was a bit of a major coup. So we convinced the manager that was a better idea instead of us shipping our people into Auckland. So the training that will take place will happen on the island.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Sergeant. And if people want to put their hands up, who should they contact? What should they do?
Well, the easiest way is simply just come down to the police station and come and talk to us at the public counter.
Brilliant.
Love one-on-one interaction. That's good. But they could ring 105, the new non-emergency line, and pass their details that way. So instead of ringing 111, the non-emergency line now is 105.
Oh, good to know. That's something I didn't know. There we go.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning. We'll let you get on with patrolling the streets, keeping us safe, and hopefully people will bring themselves forward for what's an important role, kind of supporting the work that the police are doing.
It is.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
That's Sergeant Martin Felton, officer in charge from the Waiheke Police Station, talking about the call for volunteers for victim support here on Waiheke Island. There will be training provided on the island. So you heard him, just phone 105 or pop into the police station during the week if you're interested in that.